Okay, so let's, so I'm always teaching, preaching, which is kind of goofy now because we do a lot of happy tapping, but it's always half of the formula. So once you create space with tapping, it's really powerful to put in something different, because that's our weakest link. We're all evolving to somewhere we don't know, right? We don't know. And so it's hard to imagine and practice the frequency of what we want when we have not yet experienced it. So you want to play there for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So everybody think of something you want. Okay. All right. And if you feel comfortable, you could shut your eyes. And intending now to simply physically relax as you listen to my voice. To know there's nothing for you to do, nothing for you to decide. I'm driving. You can just physically relax for a moment and listen to my voice. And playfully imagine in your mind's eye that you could use the greatest gift you've ever been given, your imagination. That you could imagine, in whatever way, shape, or form would come into your mind, that you could imagine you 3 years from now. Just imagine, 3 years from now, you already have that which you desire. You've had it about a year. Really be playful with yourself. What is it you would be thinking? What is it you would now be seeking? Once you already have this for a year, you're very accustomed to this new consciousness level, this new level of having. Whatever it is, just soften into it. Just pretending, just playing, just imagining. But you already have the success that you've been seeking in this one arena. And what does it mean to you? Do you notice that it's still you? Do you notice that even with this level of success, it would have expanded you in a way that you would desire other things also? That this level of success would have brought into your experience more people, maybe more responsibility, maybe more contribution, maybe more busyness, maybe more peace. How would your mind define the success that you are seeking? Maybe it looks like more numbers, more money. And know that as more money comes in, more money always goes out. Maybe it would be more happiness, more health. Imagine whatever it is, let your mind expand it. Do you feel smarter, wiser, more experienced? Do you feel more at ease with yourself because you have accomplished and allowed in and resonated with such a goal? Pretend that from here you can look behind you into the past. That you could witness lovingly the things you perceived as missteps, the times it felt too slow, the times it felt too challenging, the times it felt too long. Imagine that you're turning towards yourself today, and instead of criticism, it's so natural that you would be encouraging to your own self, saying, yes, you're doing it right. Yes, come. Yes, you will accomplish. And playfully imagine that you could give yourself advice. What is it you would tell yourself of the present day so that you could expand your consciousness, your resonance, so that you might align to that which you desire, knowing that it would never be enough? You would only have expanded your ability to create more success, to allow in more. What advice might you give yourself? What encouragement? What direction? And I'm suggesting to you that tonight, or very soon now when you're sleeping, you might feel this connection to the future you and success that you're desiring now. But you might resonate with the expansion that you are seeking at all levels of your being, and that you might receive insight, a knowing. So that it is your desire leading you forward, that you would know that that which you desire desires you. That which you intend, that which you are reaching for, you are not alone in that reaching. That you are loved beyond measure, that you are invited into the expansion of yourself in all good ways. That you are celebrated for every challenge that you meet and evolve yourself through. And I am suggesting to you in this relaxed state that as you sleep tonight, you shall feel the comfort and the support. And you shall resonate with all insight that supports you on this journey. And now taking a big breath. And coming all the way back into the room.